Proverbs 6:16 says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him." And we repeat that as we go through these seven things, just to emphasize how often are we told flat out what God hates. And the fourth thing on the list of seven abominations that God hates is in verse 18, "an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations." Now, this is more than just someone having a wicked thought, and it's important to get this correct because many believers have been tortured by the wrong idea on this. Having a bad thought enter into your mind is not a sin. Even a temptation entering your mind is not a sin. But when we begin to entertain such thoughts in our head and they enter our heart, that means we've now adopted that thought and taken it on as a sort of project with intent to do whatever that thing is. Why does God hate an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations? Because that is where sin begins. This process is described for us in James chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." We must stop the process as soon as it starts, as soon as it enters into our thoughts, and not allow it to go into our heart. Jesus explains the consequences when we allow evil thoughts to reside in our hearts and to take root, where they will eventually produce such sin, in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Jesus says, "For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." So with that understanding, we look at the warning again. God hates an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. This is a thing that really shouldn't happen in the heart of a Christian. But it is a thing that is typical among unbelievers who do not have God's Spirit working in them and are not filling their minds and hearts with the Word of God. And as you can see, Christians who live like that are going to fall. Think of how easy it is for a person void of God's Word and void of His Spirit to get into the habit of devising wicked imaginations. Think of this moment at the Last Supper in John chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him." When your heart is empty, it is open to Satan's influence, just like it was with Judas. And God hates this. So if an unbeliever is hearing this, you would be a fool not to repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on His shed blood and death on the cross as payment for your sin and the power of His resurrection as victory over sin, death, and hell on your behalf. The Holy Spirit will come into you. The Word of God will begin to help you, and you'll be eternally saved. And all of us would do well to consider the consequences if we allow our hearts to wander from God. He knows the heart of every man. As we're told in Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." The bottom line, guard your mind and protect your heart from becoming this thing that God hates. God does hate things. God hates wickedness. Don't let your heart become one of those things.